When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 36 in the house. We are now over a third of the way there, closing in on the halfway mark. In just about 2 weeks. This is the Thursday update, the last one before the eviction tonight, where one of Red or Jag will be leaving the game, as you can see in the graphic right there. Let's talk about the day. It's just me, so we're going to be quick. We're going to be efficient, maybe. And it also was a bit of a slower day, especially through the daytime. We did get a bit of a pickup at night, but we've got some stuff to talk about. I also, it's always fun when I'm here on my own because it's shmoney.
That is what we call shmoney.
Shmoney.
Don't ever repeat that. That was not something I said.
A little late for that, Corey. I just clipped it.
Strike that from the record.
Added to the record, actually. Sorry about that. I also got this one
in the toilet,
so we can be happy about that. All right. So day 35 was the day before day 36, the one we're talking about. And there really wasn't a ton from that day either. But basically, there was this plan that Matt really wanted to do, which was make the vote 6-4 in favor of Jag staying. And if that happens, then they can blame the two votes on Corey and America, because America is America and Matt doesn't like America. So unpatriotic. And so that was talked about, kind of turned down, kind of still up in the air. We also had the high drama of the misunderstanding between America and Corey, and she went to bed early and then he went to bed early, and then they were, you know, communicating silently in bed, and she was upset, and what's gonna happen? Are they gonna make up? That was a big thing that some people cared about. So we come into today, day 36, with all of those things in mind. Now, let's talk through some Izzy stuff. We're going to kind of open the day with Izzy. Izzy's going to be talking to Jared for a bit, talking about, like, you know, the plan and all of that. And she, after Jared leaves, she's in the storage room, and this made headlines. Uh-oh. What is Izzy talking about? Is she going to start thinking with the right head? Heart? She says to the cameras, am I being Ben from Winners at War? Am I putting Suri and Jared above me winning? No, not yet. I need them. I want them. Am I going to lose because I'm putting them first or something? Now, Paige, I promise. Baby, I promise every step of the way, I'm doing what's good for me to win. And I also feel like I am playing the way I want to play. And that is important to winning. That is important to feeling confident to win. You know, when you sit in those two chairs, you're talking to the jury, you got to explain why you deserve to win. You got to play the way that you should have. And I wish I could talk to you and find out if you're disappointed in me, but I need Suri and Jared. I need them in this house. This house would be so lonely without them. Don't want to be lonely. That wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good. So she has a little bit of a talk there. This is not something that she hasn't done before, if you are an avid listener of the updates. Once or twice before, actually, a couple weeks ago, she had similar camera talks. And usually what happens is she'll talk to the cameras about this, and then she'll go and talk to Suri about it. And lo and behold, she goes right to Jared and starts talking about this stuff. But not before Corey goes to America and says, hey, America, you pissed at me. What's going on? America says, what? No, I'm not. I'm not pissed. You just went to bed kind of early. Says, yeah, just wanted to go to bed early. I think I'll probably be going to bed at like 10 p.m. from now on, actually. So, not pissed. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I also wanted to go to bed early. Took me like an hour to fall asleep, but hey. It's like, oh yeah, me too. But I saw you counting. Saw you counting over there. It's like, yeah, what? Yeah. I was counting. She says, I know what you were doing. Yeah. He says, yeah, you do know what I was doing. I was counting. How many ways could America be pissed at me? He goes, you're funny. So that was happening. I enjoy prodding the shippers. I mean, they're not shippers at this point. They're just showmancers, showmance fans. What do you call it when you're a fan of a showmance? I don't know. Lover of love. Anyway, Izzy goes and talks to Jared, and she says, listen, let's talk through some stuff. She's concerned about the mother and son thing. See, I recognize that I'm working with a mother and son. I recognize that you two are going to take each other. Just wanting some reassurance because she's having a moment of doubt. And Jared gives her that reassurance. Well, no. I even know that in the final three, Suri is going to, you know, she's basically going to bow out. I know that you're going to take her. Like, don't worry about it. It's fine. You know, you're like a daughter to her. You're like the sister I never had. You're part of the family, Izzy. You're part of the family. It's like, yeah, I am part of the family, aren't I? Okay. Yeah, yeah. He says, I've even had a private conversation with Suri where she basically said that she was willing to sacrifice her game for her children, for us, for definitely both of us, want me or you, because, you know, she's played before and everything. So, like, you know, you're a part of that. You're a part of that, Izzy. So Izzy, seemingly placated, is going to go down her plan. Her plan for the whole game. She's got some M&Ms, and she's gonna plot out how she sees the game going. She sees the game, the house, in duos and groups. She's got like America and Corey. You got Jag Blue and Matt. You got Felicia and Mimi. And you've got like essentially now Cam and Bowie to some degree, but once you get rid of Cam, then Bowie goes to Suri. And so that's kind of how she wants to play, is that you just break up the groups. You get rid of Cam, you get rid of Jag, because Cam makes Bowie go to Suri, you get rid of Jag, and then it's just Matt, and Matt goes to Suri, and Blue goes to Jared. And then you get rid of like Felicia so that Mimi doesn't have Felicia anymore. Mimi comes to them, and then you get rid of like Matt and America so that Blue doesn't have Matt and Corey doesn't have America. And then everyone's all separate. And she thinks it's important that they take out America before Corey, because Jared will need another guy in the house. But the final seven would essentially be them, the Fields family, plus Mimi, Corey, Blue, and Bowie. Blue would be with you. Bowie would be with Suri. And then we can get Mimi and Corey to take each other out. And the final five would be them three with Bowie and Blue. And this is the frustration that I have with Izzy. Because, and this is what I said at the roundtable, she has these moments of like, should I do something against Suri and Jared? Where she then goes and immediately tells them about those moments. But even if she did, this is what I'm saying, even if she did, she is actively putting herself in a position where she is like plotting a final five with Blue and Bowie. Like, what is the plan there? You know that Suri has Bowie more than you have Bowie. Maybe you think you can like flip Bowie with the mother and son stuff. Maybe. Then you're like banking on like you and Bowie taking down Suri, Jared, and Blue. But like, in a battle of influence, are you really going to win the loyalty of Bowie? Like, maybe you could win the loyalty of Corey in that spot, but Bowie? That's a little risky. And then Blue, why in the world would you ever take Blue that far? Blue is the worst person for Izzy's game, bar none. And she's the person she's advocating for the most. She's putting herself in a position where even if she wanted to turn, she will not have the ability unless she just purely comps out. And she has the ability to put herself in a different position. She has the influence to change that outcome, that formula. So it's just like every week things get worse and worse for her. But listen, that's just my perspective. Suri comes in, and Izzy gives Suri the plan, the plot. She lays it out with the M&Ms. And she gives her the whole thing, and Suri is unimpressed. Suri is not responding much to this, and she pretty quickly is going to be like, I got to get out of here. I've spent too much time here. This is too risky. So she bails. And Izzy's like, she looks at Jared after Ceree leaves. She shakes her head. Why is she like that? And Jared's like, yeah, that, I'm frustrated too. She's doing that. And I don't get it. We're going to put a pin in this. We're going to come back to it later. Corey and Bowie are going to, they're going to bike together on the bikes. They have like a loosely strategic conversation. She's talking about wanting to avoid being a pawn. He says it's good that she's pushing against being a pawn because it's bad to be a pawn. They talk about like, is there a middle? Corey says he cares more about relationships than sides or alliances. And you can tell like Corey's trying to get some kind of relationship going with Bowie. It's very important. Like, who is Bowie attached to is very important when everybody knows that Bowie's going to make it far in the game. That's why Andy, who was on the podcast last night, getting in with Gina Marie in the way that he did was super valuable to Andy because everyone knew that Gina Marie was just going to be there for a while. Now, Corey trying to, get in a little bit there with Bowie. Pretty late in the game, Ceree's got a pretty firm hold on Bowie overall. But they are about to blindside Bowie on this vote a little bit. So who knows? The day goes on. There's a pizza eating contest. There's Mimi's upset about leftovers. Mimi is cleaning. Stank be gone, various things. But the day is pretty slow overall. There's really not a lot going on until later in the night. Corey is going to ask America. You want to hang out tonight? You want to not go to bed early? And she says, sure. So they will be hanging out. They will be comparing hand sizes. Oh, our hands are this. No, they're not. They're not the same. It's the nails. That's what it is. It's your nails are making it seem like they're the same size. They start talking a little bit of game. Corey talks about how the plan essentially is if Jag wins HOH and he has to make some kind of choice, then the plan would be they just spill everything to Jag, right? If Jag takes out Cam and everything's fine and he doesn't use them as pawns, whatever, then they don't need to. But if like Cam wins a veto and Jag all of a sudden has to make some kind of choice between targeting Corey in America or targeting Ceree in them, they just drop all information. We've known about Seven Deadly Sins since the start. You've been a target, so on and so forth. That is the plan. America's like, but will it even work? Like, will it even work at that point? He's like, it has to. Like, what else? What else can we do with that? What else can we do? That's the idea behind the plot, Corey's plot. He thinks that would be shmoney.
That is what we call shmoney.
That's what they're going to attempt. They also talk a little bit about Matt. Corey thinks that Matt. Because America's like, I just don't get it. Because remember last night, the night before, America talked to Jag and she said to Jag, hey, you're staying. It just happened. Don't say anything. You might ruin it. But basically, they're worried about, you know, she told Jag a bunch of stuff. And Jag gave her nothing. Nothing at all. And she's just like, he's so closed off. I don't understand. He was fine after the eviction. He was like, I want to work with you, America. He was talking to me. And now all of a sudden, he's just not talking to me at all. And Corey, she says, I don't get it. And Corey accurately guesses Matt must have thrown you under the bus to him. Why else? Like, what could Suri have possibly said? It must be Matt. And America's like, but why? Why would Matt do that? Like, how does that benefit Matt at all? And Corey's like, I honestly don't know. We do. If you've been listening to the updates, all that irrelevant stuff about Matt's feelings about women. So America feels like Bowie and Matt as pawns, maybe, if she wins HOH. And then backdoor Cam. That's kind of the general idea behind an America HOH at the moment. So while this is happening, Jared's going to talk to Suri. And he says that he wants to talk to Cam alone about not having the votes. He doesn't want to do it with Matt. He doesn't want to do anything else like that. He just like, let's just talk to Cam, or I'll just talk to Cam and be like, I'm worried about what's happening. They can blame it on Felicia just like start the ball rolling. Because again, Jared wants to make it seem like he was not on board to take out Red so that Cam doesn't target him if Cam wins an HOH. And Suri's like, fine. That's fine. He tells Suri, oh, by the way, Izzy is upset about you not staying longer with the M&Ms. And Suri is just like, the M&Ms. I'm so sick of her. I gotta deal with all this stuff. She's got all these M&Ms. I don't care. I'm so tired of this. She's following me around all the time. She's sick of it. No, I don't even know what she's trying to say. She's just trying to set herself up, right? That's all she's trying to do. She's just trying to set herself up. Like, no, unfortunately, she's trying to set you up. But, you know, I get why you would think she's trying to set herself up. And they're tired of her questioning them. And you know, she's not fond of it. Not fond of it. So that was a funny little moment. While that's happening, Jag, Matt, and Blue are upstairs discussing targets for next week. And they're talking about Cam and Bowie. And Matt brings up the idea again of the 6-4 vote. And he says, I think we should make the vote 6-4. And Jag is like, I don't think we should make the vote 6-4, actually. That wouldn't be great. Like, what if Corey and America flip their vote? Then I'm gone. I mean, especially America. I just don't trust America. I think America's going to vote me out. Matt says, oh, no. We blame Corey and America for the votes. We act like they're the ones that flipped. And I do not understand how in the world alarm bells are not ringing in Jag's head. Oh, wait, we're talking about plotting a vote where we blame Corey and America for flipping? That doesn't sound familiar to me at all, because Corey and America are the flip reason that the votes weren't there for. Corey and America, the reason why we didn't get to keep Riley. Corey and America, the reason why I got voted out. And now we're going to blame Corey and America because they're so sketchy, right? That's why, because they're already so sketchy. It's easy to blame them. I gotcha. Jag's not fond of the idea, though. He doesn't like a 6-4 vote. That's too close. He counteroffers. What about 7-3? 7-3 sounds a little better, you know? Because then if both Corey and America flip, it's still 5-5. Jared breaks the tie, I stay. 7-3 could work. That's doable. And then even just with one vote being off, they can blame America for the vote. And then we make sure that America goes up on the block if Cam wins the HOH. That's the idea. The idea is 7-3 vote. They say America flipped. America is the reason why everything bad happened. She didn't vote this way. And then other things happened. And then and then if Cam wins, America gets on the block for at least one of the nominees. And America goes home. That's the idea. So that's percolating. They're going to keep thinking up some ideas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today. At LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In the meantime, back downstairs, Corey and America have been joined by Jared. And at first, this starts pretty fun. They're talking about Corey's dance moves and how he's got like the... bad moves. He's got the lips going. He's not a good dancer. Not a good dancer, Corey. They're both like kind of poking fun. Jared does a little reenactment. And then the feed's cut and they come back and they're still kind of making fun of Corey's game. He's got no game, Corey. And Corey says, well, it's just kind of the appeal of me though, right? And America says, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But Jared's like, is it though? And Corey says, all right, Jared, where were you at 21? Like, hey, I'm only 21. What more do you want from me? Let's turn the heat down a little bit. And Jared says, where was I at 21? Way more advanced than you. And Corey's like, I don't buy it. I don't know. And Jared says, nah, I beg to differ. And Corey says, well, you know where I was at 21? National television. And Jared says, well, I was doing that at 18, actually. What? You know, you might be able to learn something. Wait, hold on. What? Where were you on national TV at 18, Jared? I was here. What do you mean? I was playing Big Brother. At 18? Yeah. No, come on. What were you doing, really? It's like I was playing Big Brother. That's what I was doing. Izzy walks in. Izzy's like, what are you guys talking about? They're like, he just said he was on national TV at 18. She's like, you guys are stupid. This guy literally can't help himself. His ego is so fragile. He can't even, in a joking manner, allow himself to be anything remotely less than Corey. Corey says, I was on national TV at 21, bro, as a joke. And he goes, well, I was doing that at 18, actually. So, boom. How about that? And then immediately like, wait, what do you mean? And can't even come up with a good lie. It's just like, I was here playing Big Brother. Oh, man. I can tell you that this didn't go anywhere for the rest of the night. Corey and America talked for a long time later in the night. They never brought this up again. But man, would this be hilarious if this was the reason... If this was the thing that like broke the seal on the secret. But hey, it's out there now. It definitely made an impact, at least a little bit. They were like, what? Really? National TV? It's one of those things that like, if more information comes out, pieces might start to come together. But doesn't seem like this alone is going to be able to do anything. So... Matt, Jack, and Blue, they've finished their talk. 7-3 vote. They're going to grab Jared. They're going to talk to Jared about the plan. What do you think? 7-3 vote. How do you feel? Jared's like, no. We talked about this last night. This is a bad idea. Just 8-2. We're just going to go 8-2. That's it. Easy. Stop. Stop. They're like, okay, fine. Then Jared goes to Cam and he says, Hey Cam, just wanted to let you know, people are freaking out. Felicia is trying to switch the target to red. Cam's like, what? Yeah. Felicia's like talking to me like, hey, I think red needs to go. He's like, why? I don't know, man. I'm just saying like, there's something's going on, you know, Felicia's doing some stuff. I don't know what's going on, but I think Felicia's trying to do something. Cam's like, I need Jack gone. He's like, I know, me too. I want Jack gone too. So I don't know. I'm just letting you know. So he's dropping the seeds. Corey has a little Cam talk as America leaves for a moment, and he says that he's upset about his lack of agency in the game. He pushed really hard for Jack to stay and it got nowhere. And now Jack's staying anyway, but it wasn't due to anything that he did. And he recognizes that. So because of that, he wants to make sure he's protecting his people in the game as long as possible. And he says, also, you know, I'm fine with making fun of my flirting. Like, I'm fine with it. It's getting a little same. It's just getting a little samey. That's all. It's just a little bit of the same all the time. AKA, it is bothering him. I mean, as it should, to be quite honest. Matt's going to talk to Serene and Izzy. Because he still wants this vote thing to happen. But they say, no, Matt, it has to be 8-2. Stop it. Izzy says, okay, I've got an idea. You're going to hate this, Serene, but it's just an idea. Should we just be honest about the whole thing? The look Serene gives her. I'm not going to do it. Sari, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I was just an idea. Just an idea. That's it. No more. That's bad idea. Bad idea. Remember, Sari had just said the M&Ms and it has no patience for Izzy right now. Matt says, how about this? The 7-3 vote, we can blame the vote on Bowie. We can say Bowie flipped. And Sari says, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Put whoever suggested that on the block. And Matt's like, yeah, that wasn't my idea. That was, Jag and Blue suggested that one. That was them. Izzy says, okay. Other idea. And Sari's like, no, tell us. She's like, oh, come on. No dumb ideas. Let us know. And he's like, well, we could just start the ball rolling on, you know, like certain people don't seem down for the vote. Everyone gets scared, you know, like we normally do. So he's like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess that works. Okay, so like tomorrow we can just be like, everyone's scared. People are saying it's red. We don't know what to do. Oh, and then, oh, whoops, it's red. Oh, crap. Just that? I think just that, right? Yeah. Okay. So that's the new plan. That's the new plan. They're just gonna, whoop. Oh no. Which, again, if I'm Jag, I might be a little suspicious that this is their go-to plan when they tell me that this is the plan. But I'm not Jag. Jag is Jag. So we'll let Jag be Jag. While they're talking in there, Jared's talking with Blue and Jag. Blue is saying how much she really doesn't like Bowie. Just pointing this out. I'm not going to lie. I want Bowie out so bad. She just gets on my nerves. And Jag is like, why? Of all people in this house, Bowie Jane is the one that really gets to you? She's like, well, Cam too. But man, ever since the pressure cooker, I just can't handle Bowie Jane. We've talked about Bowie a little bit. I want to briefly mention something. Obviously, I've talked a lot about how I think a huge part of why Bowie is so disliked in the house is just that she has been iced out and nobody wants to talk game with her. And that's why she doesn't talk game. But it is a little bit of a combination of a couple of things. One is that she's iced out. Nobody wants to talk game with her because she's a little spacey is sort of the reason that they give and they don't trust her. But then because she doesn't talk game, anytime she's in a conversation, she interrupts game talk. It's frustrating for the viewers. It's frustrating for the players. So that alone is enough for people to dislike her because, you know, I'm sure many people have been in the situation before where like, you're trying to hang out and then there's another person that you're not trying to hang out with who's like just camping. And you're just like, why are you here? You know? Or maybe you're that person and you're like, they don't want me here and this is awkward, but I don't know what to do. Bowie is that person. And so that alone is enough for people to dislike her. But Bowie does do one thing that does not help the situation. And that is that she actively does make rounds. And we've talked about this before, but like Bowie actively patrols the house. And sometimes people who know that they're being left out do this on purpose. Like, hey, if you're not going to include me, I'm going to just include myself. Be annoyed at me all you want, because I'm not going to let you exclude me. I don't know if that's what Bowie's doing. I don't know if she thinks that this is like good gameplay and she's like, you know, doing an Andy Heron or something. Like, hey, I'm walking into rooms. But Bowie patrols the house. It's especially bad because people will go to the have-not room. It's the most private room, especially when there are no have-nots. There's never a reason to go in there unless you're looking for a private conversation. And nobody will ever just like go into the have-not room to check in on people unless they're actively trying to monitor game talk. Bowie Jane, though, if you're in the have-not room for more than 30 minutes, you can expect, like clockwork, Bowie Jane to poke her head in. Oh, here you guys are. I was wondering where people were. And occasionally we'll go ahead and just sit right down and be like, what's up, guys? And it's just like, Bowie Jane, nobody is ever in here unless they want to talk game. What are you doing? So that is what does not help her in this situation. But at the same time, you can't really blame her when nobody's willing to talk game with her. What else is she going to do? She could be a little less patrolly, but anyway, that's my Bowie Jane stuff. Jag leaves this conversation and Matt joins. So it's Matt, Blue, and Jared. And he tells them the plan. The plan is we just say tomorrow, we're nervous. We don't know. Everyone's saying red. And if we say everyone, then no one person can be pinpointed because we don't want one person to be pinpointed. And Jared's like, yeah, that's a good idea, even though I did just tell Cam that it was all Felicia. And so they talk about that. And then they talk about America and Cam. I don't know what prompted them to talk about America and Cam because the feeds were not on. But when they come back, Jared is talking about America and Cam. He's saying, it's not equal. She gave him a little bit. And Matt says, oh, yeah. America led Cam on a little bit. I mean, she was flirting with him. And Jared says, for sure, for sure. And Blue is like, this is a dumb conversation. And I think we're done with it now. I think we're not going to let this go any further. So everybody knows what's happening with Cam and America. Everybody knows, including Matt and Jared. Matt and Jared, the day before, made jokes about how funny it would be if Cam and America were in the jury together alone. And now they're talking about how America led Cam on. Tell me why again Matt is so anti-America. Yeah. Mimi's going to talk with Ceri and Felicia because she, during all of this, has been talking with Red for a while. And Red told her some things. He told her that he wanted to have a conversation with Cam after the HOH competition. He wants to get in a room with Cam and Jared to discuss what really was said. So he's now telling Mimi this. He's also telling Mimi, watch out. You need to start talking to more people because I'm hearing people say your name on the other side. And he's indicating Jared is potentially the person saying Mimi's name. Jared is saying Mimi's name. Many of the people that he's talking about are saying Mimi's name. He's giving Mimi a genuine warning here. So Mimi goes to Ceri and Felicia and she tells them everything that Red told her, that Red wants to have a conversation with Cam and Jared. They are saying he's got to go. We can't let that happen. And she says, he told me that people are saying my name on the other side. And at first they're like, oh, well, who could have done that? They go through the list. They go, it's got to be Jag. It's got to be Jag. Jag's our scapegoat. It's got to be Jag. She's like, it seemed like he was implying Jared. And Izzy gets involved in the conversation. She's like, oh, Red's just making stuff up. Just making stuff up. Clara wants me to mention that in the conversation with Red, Mimi did say something along the lines of like, Jag is going to be, we could put Jag up on the block next week. He was like, oh, well, Jag's not going to be here. She's like, oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Classic, happens a lot. Got to watch out for that. They're like, oh, Red's making stuff up. He's just trying to throw stuff up on the wall, see what sticks. It doesn't seem like Mimi believes that Jared has been saying her name, even though he has. And this is when this is hilarious. Bowie runs up to Mimi. And the look on Mimi's face. Let me just do the run up again, and then I'm going to switch to Mimi, right?
Bowie.
Mimi is like, looks like she's seen a ghost. What? Why is Bowie running up on me right now? And Bowie's like, bye bye bitches meeting. And Mimi's like, okay. Runs into the comic room. And Mimi goes up to Felicia. She's like, Bowie wants a bye bye bitches meeting? Felicia's like, what? And then Bowie pokes her head out of the comic room. She's like, come on, guys, bye bye bitches meeting. So they go in. They go into the comic room. And for the first time in like 3 weeks, we're getting a bye bye bitches meeting. Felicia's like, all right, here we are. Women, we are going to take out the men, us bye-bye bitches. We're going to keep the women in the house as long as possible. We're going to take out Jag. We're going to take out Cam. We're going to take out Corey. We're going to keep Matt and Jared. They're the ones that stay the longest. And Bowie's like, and Red. Like, right. And also Red. Also Red as well. Yes, definitely Red. We definitely remembered that he was in the house. So, Bowie's like, all right. So that's good. Guys, bye-bye bitches. Hands in. And so they all put their hands in and they go, bye-bye bitches. And that's the bye-bye bitches meeting. Anyway, Corey and America are going to go upstairs to the loft in the game room, and they're going to hang out for a while. They talk a lot. They have a good time. They compare hand sizes again. People are excited. They're back. They're flirtier than ever. Jag and Matt are going to stay up late as well. They are going to be hanging out, making quesadillas, being bros. They're going to play a prank on Mimi, who's busy trying to protect her leftovers for tomorrow after the big incident earlier in the day. They hide under a blanket, and they're going to try and scare her. But they were very obvious that she saw them. So then they just tried to hide under the blanket. And it really made me think, like, Jag really is just like, Jag came onto the show And he just wanted to like do the things he's seen on the show. The Onion Alliance, playing pranks on people, even down to the like he loved Fessy's like cam talk with Haley, where he talked about how bad he was at the game. And he's done that cam talk like four times. Like he just wants to mimic what he has seen on the show before. And so now he's doing pranks. Hey, pranks are fun. So that happened. And then everyone, you know, trickles into bed. Bedtime. They go to sleep. Everything is nice and chill and quiet. In the scramble room. And that's when something, you know, Felicia, she tends to snore a little bit. Something weird happens. Felicia's kind of snoring in bed. It's late at night. It's actually not too long. It's kind of like early morning at this point. It's very, very quiet, but Felicia's snoring. This happens. Snoring.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Yeah.
That's Felicia. No, she's not being attacked. She's just singing in her sleep. And yes, it wakes everybody in the room up. Corey's like, America's like, what? Mimi's like, oh. And don't worry, it continues.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, we've had a lot of sleep talking listen, if Jag could pull this off, I'm sure he would. I'm sure he'd be talking about Harry Potter Christmas. Nobody woke her up. They were all just like, what is happening? You know, hopefully this is some lighthearted singing in her sleep, and nothing more sinister or sad than that. But you know, some singing in your sleep. That's what's going on here, seemingly. So that's the day. That's the day. Heading into today, we're looking at probably some kind of like scramble, some kind of vote scramble where everyone pretends like it's like, you know, people are nervous. We don't know what's going to happen. Whoops, we voted red out. Oh, didn't mean to do that. So we can look forward to that. We can see if Jag figures anything out based on that plan. We can look forward to the eviction tonight, where it is looking pretty firmly at this point that Red is going to be the person voted out. And then I think they even said live HOH last night. We'll see if that actually happens, but a new HOH obviously is going to be pretty important here. And so, that's basically what we've got. That's what we got going on. Do maybe a couple of questions before we wrap up. Questions from the chat. if we want to. It might be a quiz. I mean, we just did knockout, so it'd be weird for it to be a quiz. But I feel like crapshoot also feels weird to me. Yeah, we have a 2-hour episode on Wednesday, which is very strange. It does make me think that if they do an the HOH live on tonight, then there must be some kind of twist, and maybe that plays into the 2-hour episode, or maybe it's just random. I don't know. Usually they'd tell us if it's the wall, if it's on the feeds, they'd give us a warning. So we'll see. So the chat's moving fast. Like I said, I don't think it's the wall. That doesn't seem super likely to me. Thoughts on if Ceree would throw the game to Jared? I think she would. I know that they kind of were doubtful last night, but I think she would. Heard there's going to be another split house. I guess it's theoretically possible, but it doesn't seem super likely to me, but who knows? Who is Cam targeting? I mean, honestly, it's all up for grabs right now. That's sort of what they're worried about. Depending on how he feels about this vote, you know, he could target a number of different people. Oh, that's where that rumor came from. Yeah, then no. Who are all the house guests that Jared has mentioned things about his life / survivor ish clues? I mean, he's said too much at this point. Too much to too many people. But again, it's like if you're not looking for it, it's hard to connect those dots. Here's one thing I will say. Jag knows about Jared and Cerise sharing information they absolutely shouldn't have known. If there is ever a situation where he is HOH and Corey and America dump all of their information on him, Jag might say, hey, well, here's what I know. Matt told Ceree, Ceree told Jared. Jared then told me, and then I told Ceree that Jared knew, and then Jared came back to me knowing that I had told Ceree, and that connection, like that piece of information might really start to get them thinking a little more critically if they ever receive it. But that would require Jag doing something. And he only does something in bursts of like 6-hour periods. So we'll see. All right. Okay. That's what we've got.
That is what we call shmoney.
That is what we call shmoney. All right. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 25 live feeds, including what happens tonight after the HOH competition, I assume. I will be live tonight as well. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Hanging out, watching tonight's episode with all of you. And then we'll be live after the podcast to recap what goes down. And then again, tomorrow morning, we'll update what happened after all of that. And then we will also have a Q&A tomorrow for the patrons, or if you are watching live, anybody. So you can check that out, answering some more questions for you tomorrow. And that's it. That's what we've got. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.